Very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. The one and the end of honor, yeah. Can we just honor it at the back? I think no need to honor. Oh, the mic, okay. Okay, sorry. It's the mic, okay. Okay. Very good morning to all brothers and sisters in Dhamma. So today is our third day. Now, we're supposed to start 8:30, but you don't worry. Just now I took extra 20 minutes from you. So we will start a bit later. Now it's 8:44. We still got one more minute to go before 8:45. We're supposed to have morning chanting. So our morning chanting is quite standard. You turn to the front page. Morning chanting is page 5. Page 5. So all of the morning chanting is about chanting the salutation to the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, so that it will remind you of the characteristics and quality of the Triple Gem, the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. When we take refuge in them, we have to understand what they are. Then after that, we chant this very important instruction as advised by the Buddha to the monk. Turn to page 10. Maybe we just chant that part. We start from line 5. Line 5. We shall recite together so that you all can understand. One who knows things as they are has come to this world, and he is an arahant, a perfectly awakened being. So this is the Buddha. Purifying the way leading out of delusion. We chant together. Coming and directing to perfect peace and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. So now I will chant to you the one in Pali. Then the English translation also, we read it together. Jatipi dukkha. Birth is suffering. Together. Jarapi dukkha, aging is suffering. Vadipi dukkha, sickness, disease is suffering. Dwaranapi dukkha, and death is suffering. Soka parideva dukkha, doma supaya sipi dukkha. This one, I don't know how to chant. Maybe you chant again. I get the mic, sorry. Get this mic. I'm no good at chanting. Don't ask me to chant. Soka. You start from there.
Soka parideva dukkha domana supaya sapi dukkha.
Then English together we recite. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. You chant the Pali, then we go for the English.
Api yehi sampayogo dukkha.
Association with the dislike is suffering.
Piyehi vipayogo dukho.
Separation from loved ones and our prized possession is suffering.
Yang pichang nalabati tampi dukhang.
Not attaining one's wish is suffering.
Sankitena panchupadana khanda dukha.
This is the final summary, yeah? We have to understand this. In short or in brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. So this refers to the five aggregates of form and mind. Huh? Okay, continue.
Sayatidang.
These are as follows.
Rupupadanakhando.
Identification with the form is suffering.
Vedanupadanakhando.
Identification with feeling is suffering.
Sanyupadanakhando.
Identification with perception is suffering.
Sankharupadanakhando.
Identification with sankhara or mental formation and mental activity are suffering.
Vijnanupadanakhando.
Identification with consciousness is suffering.
Yesang parinyaya.
For the complete understanding of this,
Dharmanoso Bhagava,
the Blessed One in His lifetime,
Evang Bahulang Savake Vineti,
frequently instructed His disciple in just this way,
Evang Bhagacha Panasa Bhagavato Savakesu Anusasani Bahula Pavattati.
In addition, he further instructs.
Rupang Anicchang.
Okay, this one we chant together in Pali, then after I go through you, we have to chant it continuously. Rupang anicchang, vedana anicchang, sanya anicchang, sankara anicchang. Rupang anatta, vedana anatta, sanya anatta, sankara anatta, vijnana anatta. Sabbe sankhara anicca, sabbe dhamma anattati. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We should rejoice. Okay, now I explain to you. To understand the Buddha's teaching is very important. You must pay attention to the words he say. Then have faith. You just try it out, investigate into it, and you will realize that he is so wise, he is so beautiful a being. That's why page 11, somewhere in the middle, he said, Evam Bahulam Savake Vinati. So this one means frequently the Buddha has instructed his disciple in this way. Means you have to reflect and contemplate on the first noble truth realities, the eight type of realities. When you go through life, you will confront them, the Buddha said. This is the meaning of the first noble truth of suffering. He doesn't say life is suffering. There is a noble truth. that proclaim or explain to you clearly what dukkha is. And according to the Buddha, is it there are 8 realities in life and existence. When you confront them without wisdom, suffering will arise. So that is a noble truth. Then he said, constantly reflect, why did the Buddha say, birth is suffering, old age, sickness and death is suffering. Then disease or sickness is suffering. Then death is suffering. After that, association with people whom you don't like is suffering. Then the other one is, when you cannot get what you want in life, when things don't go your way, expectation in life are not met, that is also suffering. Then there is this separation from loved ones, your prized possession. It can also lead to suffering when you don't have the wisdom. Then he summarized all of these 7 realities. In short, all these are due to your self-delusion that condition you to grasp and cling onto this 5 aggregate of form and mind. He called it the grasping aggregate, upadana khanda. This will lead to suffering. That's why he instructed the monk at all times to constantly reflect the 5 daily contemplation. Then to strive on heedfulness so that you can deal with all this reality. So the reflection and contemplation of the 5 daily contemplation will allow you to understand all this, that the body is a body, go the way of nature. Then separation and all these things. Then of course finally is the law of karma, so that you heed the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good and purify the mind. So the teaching is pretty straightforward when you understand. Then you are very focused. Then you forget about what people tell you, how to meditate and all those things. You have to understand first. Phase 1 of Dhamma is pariyatti, understand the teaching. When you understand, you put it to cultivation, it becomes very easy. Then the second part, patipatti, second phase of Dhamma, putting the teaching to practice become very easy. Otherwise you can be wasting your time doing things that you don't understand. Then after that, the Buddha further go on, he said, in addition, he further instruct, this one, the monk, every day have to chant. I remember last time, I constantly reflect throughout the day when I was in the state of daily mindfulness. This word will come out, Rupang Anicchang. The meaning is form, whether physical form or external form, they are all impermanent. And do you know how I reflect on it? As I recite this word from the nature, it come out, Rupang Anicchang. Everything externally, where my senses can perceive all of form, the moment I see that form, I understand its condition arising state. Then I understand why the Buddha said all of form is impermanent. Even this table, this building, everything, the universe. Because they are condition arising, dependent on. Because this nature, when it meditates, it has already reflected, contemplated, and it saw all this dependent origination. For you to awaken, you must have very stable mindfulness. The reason being, you must be at the moment of arising, sustaining, and passing away of phenomena. If you cannot have that type of mindfulness, that stability, there is no way you can awaken. Means every phenomenon has its 3 phases. Some very fast, split second is gone. Some take longer, like our human body take much longer. This phenomenon lasts much longer. But like my sound, my voice, my footstep, my breathing, then even external phenomena, you can see. The moment of its arising, means condition arising, it arises. Then if the condition continues to exist, the sustainer of it, you are with it. Then when condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. So every moment of hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process, or even seeing, is the same. Especially during the early day when I contemplated on this. Truth is everywhere. Why can't I see? Then I determine to have this ability to see. Then I just silence my mind. Then while I was traveling, even while driving or on a spiritual trip, when I look out, then I realize phenomena is everywhere. The first one that I realized is when I was driving, my mind was silent still. Then you ask me, how can I drive? Yeah, I can drive because there is clarity. There is awareness. Then I saw this as the car passed by. You got normally in Malaysia, the streets are not so clean. Yeah? You got dry leaves, you got paper, all the thing. Then all of a sudden, my nature saw this movement. No? The leaf, there is no movement, but because of passing car, the wind and all the things, then it starts to move. Then my mind also is the arising, the sustainer. Then how it disappears. Eh? Then I say, how come all this becomes so clear? Then everything was like that now. All movement, all phenomena. That's why this chanting is very powerful. Rupang anicchang means all of form. They are impermanent, dependent, originating, condition. And as a civil engineer, I can understand this better. Because all the building, all the highway, all the great structure that engineers build, I know how it come about. The whole process of having a client setting the requirement, or somebody wanted to build something, then they hire the consultant, the planning, the design, everything come in. Then they brainstorm. Then they come out with a final design. Then they will still adjust. Then after that, approve, they call tender. Then after that, they award the job. The contractor come in, the consultant come in, the client together, they develop the project. That's how it come about. Then opening ceremony, of course, you got a lot of other activity. And that's how it come about. So all this become like very clear. Then I realize, whatever that I come to experience in life, nothing is being created. Understand? Everything comes through a nature's process, naturally, according to nature's law. That's why this law of nature, nature's law of dependent originating, condition arising, they become so clear to this nature that it has a lot of great respect for the Buddha. Because his teaching is so unique, so powerful, so beautiful. That's why when we chant, we have to chant with understanding. So, rupang anicchang, rupang anatta, means all of form, whether your physical body or external form, they are impermanent. Because they are impermanent, they are not a permanent and changing entity. That's why there is no reality within. That's why it's empty. Yeah. Then if it's a physical body, it's not you. That's why they call non-self. Not you means this one is not real. It is not eternal. It is not something that you can have full control. If the body is you, you can tell this body not to grow old, not to get sick and die. But because it is not you, it's element, it goes the way of nature. If it's you, you have complete full control. Then you look at the aggregate of mind, feeling, perception, activity of mind, consciousness, it's the same. So that's why the Buddha continue. Vedana anicchang, vedana anatta. Then he repeat for sanya, sankara, and vijnana. Then after that, he conclude. He said, sabbe sankara anicchang. All of sankara is impermanent. Why did he use the word only sankara? Why don't he say sabbe rupang vedana sanya sankara vijnana anatta? Because he knew sankara can carry the meaning of the content of consciousness. All of feeling, perception is also part of sankara. And this is a very important aspect of mind. Whatever that your mind can do is sankara. That's why he said all of your mental movement, activity, feeling, perception they are all impermanent, leading to suffering if you grasp and cling. And because they are impermanent, it's not a permanent unchanging entity that you can hold on to, grasp onto, and own or possess. That's why it's anatta, empty, non-self nature. So all this understanding, they will arise. Then later on he said, sabbe dhamma anatta. Dhamma is the condition and the unconditioned are included under dhamma. Where dhamma is truth, whether it's ultimate truth or conventional truth, they are still true. So when it comes to anatta, even the unconditioned is also empty, non-self, not what you think. It's not a being inside there. That's why you will not have that delusion and ask me, Brother Teo, that true mind up there already perfect. Why can't we just stay there? Then don't come out. Don't do anything. It's not for you to stay there because it is not a place. It is also not a being, not a person which you think you can identify with. That's why this is the unconditioned. You cannot talk about it. There is no word beyond thought, beyond mind, timeless. It's just that nature. Eternally, it was already like that. That's why they call it the original nature, true nature, the source of all things, oneness nature. All these are the various names that living being created to describe, to point towards. So when you have that understanding, then you realize if the condition and the unconditioned is also anatta, means there is no mark of a self, of a living being, or of life, or dhamma, and all those things. That's the reason why Kuan Yin Bodhisattva said, in true emptiness, even the Four Noble Truths don't exist. No one to be born. No one die. No one sick. No one old. And even there is nobody to attain or become enlightened. So all this will become very clear. So these are the contemplation that you have to reflect until it becomes very, very clear. Otherwise, you are not ready to be awakened. I remember during the early days, 20, 30 years ago, when I was doing this cultivation, every of these words is so clear. The understanding inside is so penetrative and so deep. That's why no problem at all. You have to reach that type of stability to develop that type of wisdom. But initially, for sainthood, no need to be so intense. You don't have to go until that level. For sainthood, it's very easy. When the condition is there, the glimpse of Nibbana, one moment enough. After that, you will understand. There is nobody inside there. The self-delusion is straight away gone. That's why after that, the faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha become unshakable. Then you will not believe what people say, the rites and ritual. You die already, you become one. And honestly, you know that this is only for the conditioned world. In reality, the form and mind is not you. The so-called rebirth in Vishraya, nothing to do with you. It's because this being didn't take care of karma. And this being is not what they are. This is not their true nature. These are the karmically conditioned form and mind, the segmented life that they come. So the understanding is very clear. So with this, you will be able to cultivate with understanding, and you will progress accordingly. That's the reason why I want to go through this part of the contemplation. Then after that, we continue. Maybe you just continue from there. Page 12. Ti mayang.
Ti mayang.
All of us. All of us. We reside.
Utinam jatiya jara maranena.
All are bound by birth, old age, sickness, and death. means this is a reality that you have to confront if you live long enough. Then continue.
So kehi paridevehi dukkehi domanasehi upaya sehi.
So all of us, without wisdom, you are bound by, we read together, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. I'm sure all of us went through that before, isn't it? A different phase of your life. There are moments where you are very sorrowful. You are completely despair and all those things. Then there is this lamentation coming in. Then there is this pain. There is this grief. That is the reality of life and existence. Without wisdom, the mind will get itself entangled and develop all this suffering. Okay, continue, Amy.
Dukkho dinna dukkha pareta.
Bounded by suffering and obstructed by suffering. You know what is the meaning or not? Yeah? Why did the Buddha say you are obstructed by suffering? Yeah? When you have suffering and misery, you think you can meditate or not? You got no time for Dhamma also, I tell you. Because you are already so miserable. Understand? Not? That's why people who are depressed, they lock themselves out. They don't even want to see people or talk to people. This is the power of ignorance, avijja. That's why it can make living beings so miserable. It really torments you. And this sorrow and lamentation, if you have not gone through depression, you can never understand. But you don't have to try to understand. Like drug, don't try. As long as you understand. Because you can figure out, roughly, based on your understanding. We continue.
Appevanami massa kevalasa dukkha khandasa atta kiriya panyaye tati.
This is very important. Therefore, let us all aspire to complete liberation from suffering. You don't want to make that aspiration? Oh, then better read it loud. Understand? No?
Let us all aspire to complete liberation from suffering.
Freedom is only like you talk about freedom, but when you liberate, it's no longer a question of freedom. The mind liberates itself. So the correct word should be liberation from suffering. Okay, then continue.
Chira parinibbutam pitam bhagavantam saranam gatha.
The blessed one who long ago attained parinibbana is our refuge. So you must remember why you take refuge. Because he is so wise and he can teach you and instruct you so precisely, so clearly. Okay, we go on.
Dhammanja sanghanja.
So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. These are the triple gem. Continue.
Dasa bhagavato sasanam yatha sati yatha balam manasikaroma anupati pajjama.
This one is very beautiful. Attentively, we follow the pathway of that blessed one with all of our mindfulness and strength. That's why without mindfulness, forget about meditation. You cannot develop his teaching. And mindfulness is also a spiritual faculty. You need the spiritual faculty, nothing else. Okay, we go on.
Sasano patipati.
You remember the word patipati? So we read. May then the cultivation of this practice of his teaching, you have to bear in mind. Then continue.
Imasa kevalasa dukkha khandasa antakiriyaya sangvatatu.
It will lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. So this is the most beautiful. Then after that, of course, is the closing homage. Yeah? Okay, we do the closing homage, then we can start our program again. Arahang Sama Sambuto Bhagawa Buddhang Bhagawantang Abhiwademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay.